Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I'm here with you today. Someone that I don't want to give his age away, but we were in St. Charles School together, first through seventh grade. So he doesn't look as old as I do because he has hair. But if he didn't have that hair, he'd look older. His name is Vincent Marinaro, known more appropriately as Vinny. He's the district governor for Rotary. He's on today to talk about, well, we'll talk about a lot of things, but his main point is kind of Rotary. And I would like Vinny, first of all, good morning, Vinny. How are you?
I'm doing well, Billy. How are you?
Well, I'm old, fat, and bald, but I'm still here.
What
is Rotary? You know, for years I've heard about Rotary, and so many friends of mine belong to Rotary. One in particular goes back, I think he's been a Rotarian for over 200 years, Jeff Whitehouse.
Oh, yeah. Jeff's one of our pillars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is Rotary, Vinny?
Well, Rotary is a service organization that's been around for 120 years.
Oh, Jeff joined it. He was an original member.
Yeah. Started in 1905 in Chicago with a gentleman named Paul Harris. And Paul Harris was a transplant from Vermont, and where the Little Red Schoolhouse is, if you go up Route 7.
Yeah.
And that's a place where he was born, and it's got a lot of memorabilia and a lot of information about Rotary there. But he went to Chicago and didn't know anybody, so he got in touch with some of his friends, and they rotated meetings from one place to another. And their first service project was public restrooms in Chicago, and they still have a place where there's a plaque and where they were first built. So out of that, we become a worldwide organization, more countries than the United Nations, and we're continuing to provide service above self for the whole entire world.
Wow. And Rotary has, you're right, they've been involved throughout the years with a lot of the things that I've been on the periphery of. Rotary's had some involvement in it. And what's the criteria for joining Rotary?
It used to be they wanted only the top CEOs of companies.
Right.
Nowadays, even people like myself and Bill Sturgeon can join. And, you know, it's not a rigorous process. But, you know, basically right now in North America, our membership is dwindling. And
wow.
So one of our main focus is membership. And we continue to look for ways to get folks involved.
Vinny, yeah. Don't you think that's in every organization? I mean, I see it. I belong to the Knights of Columbus. That's the only, like, fraternal other than the Vietnam veterans and VFW and Legion. But even those, look at the VFW had to sell their council house to Barrington Stage. The Legion sold it to a preschool situation. I think it's, I don't know. I can't answer why.
One exception is our Unico of Pittsfield.
Oh, cool.
They're getting more and more members every month. I can't believe we're over 120 members. And last month we brought in 7 more members. So
Wow. Somehow
because of our ethnic connection, our presence in the community, they're attracting members. Pittsfield is also doing very well because we're focusing on getting new members.
Cool.
And Rotary is a little different than, you know, because it's a little more expensive to be part of Rotary. In fact, in 1920, Italian Americans were discouraged from joining Rotary at the time because most of them were immigrants. Own organization, Unico National.
Wow.
It ended up in court.
You keep freezing up a little bit, Vinny. So.
Yeah. How can you have the same theme of service above self?
Right.
And then eventually they said, no, it's okay, you know, and the rest is history. Both organizations have flourished, Unico nationally and Rotary internationally. Oh,
So
good.
it's a connection. And those are you mentioned the Knights of Columbus, so those are three service organizations that I belong to, and I'm the only person in Pittsfield that belongs to Unico and Rotary. So we don't have any Rotarians in Unico, as
And there's
far
a
as I know.
lot of, and there's for the, oh, since I was a kiddo, there's been a lot of Italian people who've owned places. I remember where the post office is, Vic's Pizzeria. Yeah. But yeah, you know, that's kind of a shame, but hopefully this program will help get some more membership, more diversity, and you know, if you my thing is this, I mean, I volunteer to do this program. I probably get more out of doing it than if I got paid. But when you especially, let me aim this at some people. If you're retired or whatever, you know, you get a lot of really good vibes out of volunteering. You know,
Yes.
I'm a big supporter of RSVP. I'm a big supporter of anybody, volunteer groups, Rotary, Knights of Columbus, because it does something for you.
Yep.
You feel good that you're helping somebody else.
Yeah, and we try to plant that seed with our young people. We have youth group called Interact, which is International Action, and we have Interact groups all over the district and all over the world. And they're 14 to 18-year-olds, and we're having an Interact conference on April 5th. We're going to try to bring that back, and my goal as district governor is to develop an Interact network. So that, because nowadays, one positive of the pandemic was Zoom. We learned how to meet virtually, and of course, students have less mobility to travel all over the district. But if we can get them to talk on Zoom calls, they can discuss the needs around our areas of focus. Rotary has seven areas of focus. We focus on mothers and children's health. We focus on generally health, and we have vaccinated over 2.5 billion children for polio. And we're they always advertise that we're this close, and we get the numbers each year. In Afghanistan, Pakistan, Nigeria, and without continual vaccination projects. Those numbers will come up again. We have water projects. We have a gentleman and his wife who've been doing water projects in Guatemala for quite a few years, and they have over 30 villages where they've provided pump stations to pump water up the mountains, clean water so that the women don't have to come down the mountain every day. They also work on clean stoves so that the children around the stoves when they're cooking will not inhale smoke. So they're that kind of thing. We have economic development, and I tell my clubs that it's not just in far off villages, because every time they provide a scholarship or they provide a service to a nonprofit, they're providing economic development to their communities. We also have education is another one of our areas of focus, and with the scholarships that are provided, they really help many. Plant seeds for the future. We have a youth exchange program that works on sending students overseas. We have two members of our club, which it makes me very proud because in a long time we haven't. Two members that are going overseas next year. One's going to Thailand, and one's going to Germany. And we're going to try to bring that program back because when the pandemic hit, it sort of went away. Another initiative, of course, is. The environment, that's one of our more important initiatives that we're working on. We're filling the gaps of any, because we're not political, so we're filling the gaps. The polio initiation will continue regardless of what funding we get from the government. And then we also have our last one is, well, we have water and we have economic development and peace. Oh, that was the last one, is peace. We opened a peace center in Istanbul, Turkey in December. And that center is used to train negotiators for peace around the world. So those are our seven areas of focus. And in before the turn of the century, I was asked by our international vice president to speak at the United Nations. And so we had 900 students, and we talked about those areas of focus. And
They all basically, I'll never forget it because we're in a big room with all the where all the countries were located, and the students processed all of these different areas of focus. So that was kind of special. So the seven areas of focus are what we concentrate on. We provide grants for clubs. Every donation that's made to what we when you make a donation of $1,000, that $1,000 will work for 3 years, and then half of that will come back to your district, and half of it goes to the World Fund. And the money that comes back for the district are called district designated funds. So when you see projects like the Boundless Playground on Springside Park, when you see the water park, the water park at Clap Park, that is, sponsored by Rotary Club, and we've gotten sizable grants for that. You'll see benches, you'll see bus stops where they have benches for people to sit. We have food projects, and the Dalton Rotary put in a swing set at the school in Dalton, one of the schools in Dalton for
Oh, cool.
kids with autism. So all over the world, we're doing different projects. On May 17th, we're having our Rotary Day of Service. Rotary Day of Service started in our district and Southern Connecticut district, 7890 and 7980.
Okay.
Now it encompasses seven countries and probably 30,000 Rotarians, and we're going to have a day of service. And the good thing about this is that during our district conference, we're having a food pack, which is going to have a team effort sponsored by the United Way. All the people that come from Rotary, from our district, plus Unico and a lot of other service organizations are going to work together to probably do 40,000 meals at Girls Incorporated. So there's an
Wow.
awful lot going on, and very, very proud of that.
Well, and I think too that what you're doing, even for me, and I thought I knew a little bit about Rotary, I never knew they were that expansive in their worldwide projects. I have a if I could ever find it, I'll give it to you. You can use it some in one of your brochures or whatever. When I was assigned to Haiti, many years ago, when Billy Clinton was president and Aristide was being installed as president, I have a picture of a young man relieving himself on a stream way up at the top, and a lady at the bottom of the stream filling her water jug. So I think we in this country are very blessed with clean water and sewers and all kinds of things. And I applaud the Rotary for what they are doing. They're not small apples that you've taken a bite out of. I'm just, as
We
you
are.
probably know.
When there's a disaster, we support what they call Shelter Box, which is not actually a Rotary program, and neither is our Day of Service, but it's Rotary clubs getting together. And the Shelter Box is a huge tent with all kinds of conveniences for people in disaster areas. So they'll have filters for water, and they'll have blankets and utensils, everything that they're needed, first aid kits, and they put them in shelter in areas. So you might see pictures in disaster areas like after fires or after tornadoes, and you'll see these shelter boxes with the Rotary symbol on them, which is important.
To me, yeah. I mean, like I said, I thought I knew a lot about Rotary, but I really didn't know anything about Rotary except the local one. And you guys and gals in the local group, you do a lot. For people, how if somebody wants to join, we're gonna folks, don't go crazy now, because I know some of you are trying to get the kids on the bus, you're driving to work, whatever. We'll do this a couple of three times so that you get the info. If someone wants to join Rotary, Vinny, how would they do it?
Okay, well, they can go to the Rotary Club of Pittsfield website, and there's applications there. You can also express interest on the district website, 7890, and we have a membership chair that will contact you in Pittsfield. We meet every Wednesday at Matt at every Thursday at Wet Mazzio's, except the third Thursday we go to a different spot. But you can always come and visit us and become a guest at noontime for lunch, And you can contact any of the Rotarians, on the Pittsfield website, and just make your interest known. And Eric Ungwitter is our advisor for our youth group at Pittsfield High, and they're doing a lot of initiatives, and he's going to be president next year. So you get a hold of him. Tom Bernard from United Way is president this year. You can get a hold of him. You
Good
can get a
guy.
hold.
Tom Bernard is a solid dude. I saw him the other day and congratulated what he's done with United Way and all of that. He's a solid guy. And I did congratulations, Tom. I didn't know you were other president of Rotary. Because, listen,
Yeah, he is.
I don't remember where I parked the car, so at this stage.
Yeah, we also have, our youth programs consist of what we want to bring back is our youth conference every April. That's going to be April 5th. Incidentally, it's the same day as the Rotary auction, and I have a great story about the Rotary auction for a little while.
Yeah.
The other program we have is the Rotary Youth Leadership Program, which is the be beginning of June for sophomores. And I'm just arranging for seven students from that sophomore class that have become juniors that we send out to World Affairs Seminar in Waukesha, Wisconsin. The interesting part of that is there's a theme every year, and I was fortunate to be a counselor out there for 3 years.
Oh,
And one
wow.
of the years are each year there's a theme. Last year was democracy. 25 years ago, the theme was pandemics. Believe it or not. They were given a scenario where there was a pending pandemic in Vietnam, and my group, every group was different. They had large countries, small countries, NGOs, and they all got together during the week. They were meeting all over to try to solve these issues, somewhat like what we did at the United Nations. But during my group was the BBC, the press. We know how important the press is,
Yep.
and I can still remember two young ladies on stage with a screen behind them, talking about the pandemic, talking about vaccinations, talking about what to do to prevent getting contracting the disease. They were going to shut borders and everything, and they did it in British accents, which was something I'll never forget. So it was
Oh,
kind
wow, how
of
cool.
special there. So we're sending seven students out there this year. That's part of my job with Rotary is to arrange their flights. So we're working on getting them to go out there, and we do that every year. So it's very special. And as far as that auction I re referred to,
Oh yeah, that's a
three or
big
four years
deal.
ago, we have what called Paul Harris Fellowship. Every $1,000 donation, somebody's named a Paul Harris Fellow. Now our club builds up Paul Harris points, and so each year they name someone from our club to be a Paul Harris Fellow. And a couple of years ago, we give a scholarship every year, and the person that seeks the person to get the scholarship is Jeff Whitehouse, and he's done it for years. And he doesn't look necessarily for the top academic or athletic person. He looks for someone that went through challenges in their lives.
Yeah.
So a couple of years ago, we had one of our recipients came back and spoke to the Rotary at the Rotary auction about her successes. The club had decided, because Jeff has had some health issues,
Right.
the scholarship after to Jeff Whitehouse. So Jeff Whitehouse now has a scholarship in his name
Oh.
that's supported by the Paul Harris Fellows. What was happening was we were aging out. So our numbers were dwindling, so the scholarship was dwindling. So the young lady spoke about her successes, and then they have what they call an auction within the auction, and they ask people to donate. And within 20 minutes, we had $90,000. And that's to support that scholarship in
Wow.
perpetuity. So, those are the stories I tell when I go to Rotary meetings, the
Yeah.
successes of those things, and how good Rotary is. Because basically, when I speak to a club, I've decided to talk about membership, the Rotary Foundation, which includes the seven areas of focus I spoke about earlier. I talk also about youth programs, and then I talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion, which has now become, because of the political climate, we call it belonging. And we have what we call a four-way test. We have what we call a four-way test. And the first tenet is it the truth? Is it fair to all concerned? Will it build goodwill and better friendships? And will it be beneficial to all concerned?
That's
And
cool.
we give out dictionaries to third graders, and I talk to them about that. And the reference I make is if you have a student, if you have a birthday party, and you leave one student out, then you're not fair to all concerned. So be aware of the fact that you want to be empathetic to people and really understand where they're coming from. Last month, I put a message into our, I do a must message every month on our website. And last month was about belonging. And I talked about diversity. And I talked about clubs, for example. If you've been to one Rotary club, you've seen one Rotary club. Every club is different.
Yep.
We have internal diversity in our own selves. Okay, I'm speaking to you, and I'm different than you are. And it's not always visible. We have diversity of our health, our
Yeah.
ideas, everything. So we have internal diversity. And when we talk, everybody laments, oh, we look around, we just have a certain race in our club. It's not just about race. It's about physical disabilities. It's about having a
That's
microphone system where people can hear, people can see. Do not meet downstairs with no elevator, because then you can't, then somebody with a wheelchair can't access your meetings. So this is what we have. And I talk about the four-way test on steroids, basically. So it really is not political at all. It's basically welcoming everybody. And when we consider Rotary around the world, it's very diverse
Yeah.
altogether. And every country you go to has diversity. Each year, governors go to Florida or San Diego for an international assembly with 400 some district governors coming in from all over the world. And they come in with their native costumes. They have celebrations and dances. We go to classes. Last year, Sheila came with myself. We went to the internet in Orlando, and she got to rub elbows with the past presidents of Rotary,
Oh,
because
wow.
Jennifer Jones was a president from Canada, and she was her main theme was the environment. And the next year, she became a partner because her husband became a governor. So she served as a partner, and she was in meetings with Sheila, and Sheila was very impressed with all the people. And the people from
Oh, yeah.
Asia were so kind to her. We went to this celebration where everybody was in their ethnic clothing, and they're all saying, "Here, Sheila, you can have this." And she got to
Wow.
meet many, people with many languages and stuff. Very powerful. And and I've had great opportunities through Rotary. I've been to district to international assembly in international conferences in Toronto, in Montreal, in Texas. Went to Chicago for the 100th anniversary, and last spring I was in Singapore. And then this summer, in the end of June, we're going to be taking the train across Canada to Calgary for our
Wow.
international conference. Next
You'll
year,
enjoy that. You'll enjoy the train
Taiwan,
ride.
2 years in Hawaii. So Rotary's given me great opportunities,
Yeah.
but so has other things. Even with youth ministry, I've been to five World Youth Days because of Sister Eunice from, who's taking a kid to Haiti, but
Yeah.
Colorado, Paris, Rome, Germany, and Toronto. So great opportunities. We talked earlier about service. Great opportunities because of service and things I could never have afforded on my own without
Yeah.
the support of those organizations.
And I think what, as I said earlier on, there's just something about volunteering and seeing people. And I want to go back to something that you said about diversity and inclusion. And I know it's kind of got a bad rap now, but I worked for 6 years at UCP of Western Mass. And it's not just cerebral palsy. They have people with all kinds of disabilities. And I will tell you, when you see what some people go through just to go to the doctor, you get up in the morning when your feet hit the ground, you say, "Thanks God for another day and for my health." I mean, anything that the Rotary can do with UCP of Western Mass, they have. You would be interested in this, Vinny, because you're kind of a techie. They have assisted technology.
Yes.
You should, if you get call Randy Kennis. He's in charge of it now.
Yeah, we're close friends, and
Yeah.
I'm well aware of that, and my dad benefited from it. You know, they have wheelchairs and they have all kinds of things that help folks, and it's really very, very important. And very, and they've Randy's doing a great job. Christine Singer did a great job before Randy.
Sal Garazzo did a really great job in
Yeah.
the interim there.
And he was a Unikin.
I don't hold that against them.
Yeah.
They you'll get a kick out of this, I think. So I don't know who I think I will, and I'll tell you off air who approached them to join Unico. And they said, first of all, you have to prove you're Italian. The guy's name is Salvatore Garazzo.
Yeah.
I don't think he's Irish.
Not a
There we
problem.
go. But seriously, going back to
Philip Barry is a member of Unico because you can be married to an Italian.
yeah, see that. Just to go back for a moment to that piece, because I don't want some of the good that was tied with DEI thrown out with the baby with the bathwater. There were a lot of good things associated with it, and I think the one of the things, and Unico helped and can continue to help as long and other organizations, is people with disabilities. They're like us. They just have something where they need some more help. Or some assistance, or like Vinny said, you know what really makes me angry, Vinny? I gotta tell you, it's not a Unico thing, but when you go to a building that's been refurbished and they don't have an automatic door, I and I'm not gonna mention a building because I can't afford the lawsuits, but I implore the city to really crack down on that because I've watched people struggle back up to it, try to open it and bring themselves in,
Yeah.
and then I'd help them, of course. But what you're doing there at Unico with the DEI, and again, it's a worldwide basis.
Yeah. We fill the gaps, Billy. That's we don't ask for funding. So we're not held
Tied into
close to
it.
that. If you're a municipality or government, then you're attached to whatever the government decides to do. We have the ability and the privilege of filling the gaps. And it's the same with polio vaccinations. They can't go away, otherwise we're going to have polio rampant in our country. And so if the government doesn't fund it, we got Bill Gates working with us and the Rotary, and we continue to make it happen. And I'm not the person that goes over, but we benefit from all these volunteers that have the means to go to India and vaccinate thousands of people and put themselves in jeopardy. We had a one of our past governors tells a story of going into a home in Africa and knocking on the door, and a woman came to the door, and she went in, and the little baby was sitting there with flies all over him and flowers and everything, and she vaccinated the child with the drops, and then the woman asked if she would want to stay for a cup of tea, and of course she felt very bad because the water is not safe, and she couldn't have tea. But those are the stories that they have going in. I mean, I admire these people because they're putting their lives on the line, especially in these war-torn places, where we're not welcome in some places. Women cannot vaccinate in Afghanistan because they were not allowing people to go home to home. How do you get a hold of these folks, to do this? Because their fear is that it's a conspiracy that we're
Trying to
actually,
kill him.
yeah, we're trying to kill them or make them infertile. So, yeah, we got to continue. And it's all of the clubs. It's the Lions Club. It's Rotary. It's Unico. Shame Civitan in Berkshire County went away because the members were no young people that could come up, and having continuity is very important. We're very fortunate in Rotary now. We call a district governor elect, a district governor nominee, and a district governor nominee designee. So for 4 years straight, we've got leadership. And this year we had two people that applied for being a district governor, which is a real responsibility. It takes a lot of time. And this year, going to 54 clubs in 52 weeks is kind of difficult, because you can't go every day.
Right.
Sometimes I have a morning meeting in Watertown, Connecticut, and a lunch meeting in East Longmeadow, Connecticut, at least Longmeadow, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
it's been a great privilege. I could never have done it while I was working, especially, working for the senior center.
Right.
But once I retired, my governor that preceded me said, "Look it, if I'm doing this, you're going to do it next year." So I finally decided that I should probably try to do it. And it's been a challenge. But Rotary does a good job training the presidents. About the beginning of March, they had what they call a presidential-elect learning seminar in Framingham,
Oh,
which
wow.
has 450 presidents from all over New England and Canada. We have clubs in Canada too. So, and they spend 3 days together. And they learn all about the different things. They had a young autistic lady who was on the America's Got Talent,
Yeah.
and they talked about diversity and the challenges. And they talked about this woman who sang America Got Talent, and then she was from Fitchburg, Mass.
Wow.
And they brought her on stage, and she sang. She sang beautifully. There wasn't a dry eye in the house.
Wow.
So basically, they learn about all different things about Rotary, about membership, about strategies, about polio. And our conference is going to be May 2nd to 5th, first time in Ber the second time ever in Berkshire County.
Wow.
And when I became governor, that was my choice. Usually, we'd have them at the Cape or someplace in Eastern Mass out of our district. But my goal from the start was we want to bring this back to
Oh, sure.
Pittsfield, and we're going to have it at the Holiday Inn. We're going to have a trivia night on Friday. We're going to have our business meeting on Saturday. We're all going to shoot over to the Girls Club, the Brigham Center, to do our food pack on Saturday afternoon. And then we have three venues. We have the Clark Art, we have Balderdash, and then the Botanical Garden. So people can visit them on their own on Saturday afternoon. And then we have a former Pittsfield person who graduated 1975 from Pittsfield High. His name is Jeff Catterett.
Oh,
He's a
sure.
former International Rotary Director, and
Wow.
he's going to be the guest speaker. And his father was the president of the Pittsfield Rotary Club. So when I
Oh,
called
right.
him,
His father was Joe Ketteret.
I called him, I said, "You want to come home?" And he agreed to come, and we're working with him right now. We have a great committee.
Right.
Alex Ruskowski is leading the committee, and we have so much. I'm just so proud of not only our club, but all the people in the district who are meeting to make this a success. And the last time we had it was many, many years ago, and I forget. See, our governor was this song, the guy that always sang the songs, and every I may think of somebody, it takes a while to come back to me, but.
We got to take a break, so that's good. You think about it during the break. We'll be, folks, I'm here with Vinny Marinaro. He is the district director, district governor. He's a district governor of Rotary International. And I asked Vinny, wanted to come out. I asked Vinny, because I really thought I knew about Rotary. What I'm finding out is I don't know anything about Rotary. I knew Jeff Whitehouse. Jeff Whitehouse and Rotary. To me, that was Rotary, Jeff Whitehouse. And the auction. They have their own. We'll talk about that in a little while. So stay tuned and learn more if you're interested. As soon as we come back from the break, we'll address how you can find out more about Rotary and how you can apply to become a Rotarian. And you don't have to spend. Rotarian means you can be stable.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We are simulcasting on PCTV, channel 1301, and we are also broadcasting down in southern Berkshire. And then on 88.1 FM on your radio dial, listen to it down there. Rotarians, you're welcome. And anytime. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu and from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
We are back. I'm here today with Vinnie Marinaro. Vinnie is the outgoing district governor for Rotary International. I've known Vinnie well. Let's put it this way. I think we both had Sister Helen James in the first grade and since then.
She's the one that got me my job at Notre Dame when I started teaching.
See that?
She called me up in 1972 and said, they need a teacher over at Catholic Central Middle School on Melville Street. And I met with Sister Dorothy, and the rest is history.
And I'll tell you, we could go back to the nuns that we've had, and all of them were just really spectacular. But the one thing I do want to make big news out of, breaking news, the St. Mary's robotics team won first place in the competition. I saw it on Facebook. The principal down there is Kara. I heard she's got a new name now, but I can't think of it. Yeah. I'm like Vinny. If it's there, I'll find
it. I figured out the guy I forgot, so I'll tell you that in a little
but
while.
But anyhow, Kara's the principal. The people down there, Father Matt Barone from St. Charles still helps out, does stuff down there at the church. Father McGrath, who's the pastor of the St. Mary. I'm just telling you, for what it's worth, and Vinny and I are semi-products of it. They won't own up to me. They'll own up to Vinny. But we're outgrowths of Catholic education. And I will tell you, I think that's where I got the seed of seeing charity that's affected me all over the world. And like I said, when I was in Haiti, that was abject poverty. Mm-hmm. I mean, people eating from garbage cans. Before you gripe too much about everything here, but for, as me saintly Irish mother would say, here, but for the grace of God, go I.
Yeah, you've seen a lot, Billy. You have done a lot.
Well, you know Vinny, as a teacher in the Catholic school, my son had him. I had Vinny, and like Rotary, it brings a different perspective on life. You know, you join Rotary, now you're thinking about the environment, you're thinking about all the... I never thought Rotary would make you think about that stuff. That's one... I'm glad we're doing this show.
Yeah.
If I didn't know it, I'm sure a lot of people out there really didn't know the width and depth of Rotary.
We have an initiative called the Net to Initiative. And the initiative is the fact that if you start your... If your club has 20 members to start the year...
Yeah.
With attraction and attrition, we want you to have 22 minimally at the end of the year. And the acronym is Networking, Energizing, and Telling Your Story. So basically, I encourage all Rotarians to tell their story because they are very proud and excited about Rotary and what's being done. And also about other service organizations that we belong to. You know, basically, you know, I'm proud of the Knights of Columbus, you know.
Me too.
You know, they do great work, and I haven't been able to be involved with a lot of it because of my years at Rotary now. But, like, tonight we have a Unico meeting, and, you know, we're supporting their wine tasting. We got our auction that's coming up. And as I said before, the only other conference we had in Pittsfield was Gene Case. He was the person that sang the songs at Rotary. And he brought his conference to Pittsfield also. And, you know, this may be something that continues. We want to bring it, you know, economic development is one of our initiatives, and we want to provide, you know, my thing is let's show the Berkshire County off to people and have them come and visit us. And we have a lot of Rotarians. We have 1,500 Rotarians in our district alone.
Oh,
and we used to have 2,800. So the trend is downward. We want to make sure we keep the membership up because if the membership is not kept up, we get a letter from Rotary International saying they want to have us merge with other districts, which really dilutes everything. Saves Rotary International money, but dilutes everything we stand for. So we're trying to make sure we bring members into our clubs.
I've been in organizations, and you know, I guess the one that most that resonates most closely with me about a misstep, and it was no one's fault. It was just a misstep, and that's the Knights of Columbus selling their house on North Street, only because it seemed after we could never get a central gathering point. Where the members, we all had keys, and you wanted to go on a Sunday afternoon or watch a football game or whatever. The monthly spaghetti suppers, I can remember working on those as a young guy. So I hope we can encourage people to at least look into Rotary. I don't know about dues. I don't know any of that stuff, but I do know... if you want to give back for what you have, and like Vinny said, there are other organizations, Lions Club. I can tell you when Roseanne and I were in Kansas, out there in Leavenworth, the Leavenworth Lions Club was huge. I mean, they probably had a couple of thousand members because of the military bases and everything there, but the work they did, the volunteer stuff, was phenomenal. And, you know, the Knights of Columbus, they work in Pittsfield here. They're doing all kinds. They just had a fish fry last Friday night. It was wonderful at St. Joseph's Parish Hall. Vinny will like this. Jim Buckley, I said to Jim, what do you think about me joining the fourth degree? He said, Billy, do me a favor. They're never going to let you join. I said, why? They're not going to let you carry a sword. So there you go. So I've been a third degree knight ever since. They just
I'm a fourth degree, and I never carried a sword.
Yeah, well, there you go. Vinny,
we don't have, you know, Rotary doesn't have a home. Unico doesn't have a home. We rotate to different restaurants. We support the community that supports us. You know, the other thing, we have a person in our city. I won't mention his name, but his son is 14 years old, and they just found out he needs a heart transplant.
Yes.
And you know, I approached Rotary, and with one lunch period, they raised $5,100. I approached another person, and they're seeking $1,000. I approached Unico, and they're seeking, you know, to provide a significant amount. I don't want to give the amount, but it's significant. So, you know, all these organizations make a real difference, you know, and, you know, the Knights do, you know, accessibility projects. They're helping Father at St. Joe's Parish all the time. You know, not asking for anything in return. You know, these people are very generous.
Yeah, and with their time.
Yeah. And Ben Downing always said, you know, Berkshire County gets things done without need for the government. And, you know, we, you know, everybody, the municipalities need government support. The schools need government support. But all the gaps are being filled by organizations like Knights, Rotary, Unico, Civitan, Lions. Those are important pieces of what we do. And, you know, we talked about service because the foundation of all of that is service and volunteering. RSVP, I'm married because of Sheila and RSVP, and we shared boards together, membership. And you know, our life has changed because of being involved in service.
And you know, I think you're right in what you're saying. I've lived pretty much all over the world at various times for various periods of time. And there's something unique about Pittsfield, kind of Berkshire County, but more centralized in Pittsfield. If somebody runs up against it, their house catches on fire, they got a sick kid, they're sick. You got Jimmy Fund, you got all these people, Bob Tucker and the Jimmy Fund folks. You was the wonderful, God rest his soul, Paul Dowd, thought the world of that guy.
Yeah.
Had him on the show all the time promoting Unico. I'm sorry.
Jimmy Fun.
Thank you. Drew a blank.
Yep.
But
yeah,
there's all of these organizations. In Pittsfield, to me, I've seen, like I said, I've been around. When something happens, people come together.
Exactly.
They really do. And maybe it's the organizations, but it's also the citizenry, the give, like Vinny just said, people are giving their money to help others.
And so don't forget the youth sports programs.
Yeah.
How many volunteers are, I don't lament about membership in Rotary because there's so many people doing such great things. Look at the, look at the volunteers at the Catholic Youth Center, the YMCA, the Boys and Girls Club, Girls Incorporated, that just change lives of young people. They're saving their lives because a lot of them don't have family support. And, the only stability they have in their life is when they go to these youth centers and sports programs. All the mentors that take kids under their wings and teach them, the values and ideals. Half the police department was a result of Don Gleason at the CYC and his mentorship. These kids were tough kids. And you know what? They respected him, even though he's a tough guy. Believe me, he worked for me at the CYC. Tough guy, but the fact is he made a difference in his
involvement.
Jeff Whitehouse, tough guy, but you know what? He's making a difference. Unsung heroes in our community that make a difference. That's why the chance to honor them while they're still with us is just monumental. And I just really think it's just a great thing that we're doing. And, when we can do that.
And every community has hiccups. I'm tired. I mean, folks, it's been a horrible winter. Horrible. Give the city and the TPW and those. Imagine how many night sleep they lost. And yes, we have pothole. I'm not happy about them. No one's happy about them, but they're doing the best they can. And, Vinny, another thing that I like about what you're doing with Rotary, and you've always done, you look for the good. You look for the good, and you look for the need. And those two, the good and the need, sometimes are far apart. And someone has to step in the middle of it. And like I maybe it's my world travel. It sensitized me. Quick story. In South Africa, the kiddos competed to go to school for 4 hours on Saturday morning. And they wore uniforms. And some of them didn't have great washing machines or laundromats. They lived in the townships. But those kids going to school, those little white blouses and everything, they were nice and really nice. So I think what Rotary does and so many others, Unico and Jimmy Fund and Knights of Columbus, Masons, we need those organizations. And if you want to be part of one of them, God, there's a great one to choose from. I mean, Rotary would be. And, I liked what Vinny also said, and I don't mean to babble on here. You don't have to be an executive in a corporation to be part of Rotary anymore. I know when I was looking to join Rotary, you had to be like the vice president.
Japan, they don't want the vice president of a bank in Japan. They want the president of it.
Yeah.
Some places are like that continuously.
Oh, wow.
And the best thing, other thing we did with Rotary is we brought women into our clubs.
Exactly.
Unico, we brought women into our clubs. You can't believe the initiatives that are coming out through the women in our clubs. They get things done, and they've raised us all up another level. Very, very important.
Yeah, that's the equality piece, don't you think, Vinny?
Yeah.
You can talk. You know, there's a lot of people who preach it. You know, one of my favorite people in Berkshire County, I don't know if you've ever, A.J. Enchel, Berkshire Black Entrepreneur Association.
Great guy.
He's the salt of the earth, man. I'm telling you. I have him on the show. I support his organization, everything he does. And they're just, as a community, I think Pittsfield is really cohesive.
I always tell him when he used to come in as a little boy when he was at the CYC, and he'd come in with a tie and a suit coat on, and just wonderfully brought up. And I think the other thing is when we think about all of the inequalities we have in our culture and with race and everything, it's extremely important for us to be empathetic to families, what they've gone through. You know, I was at a Rotary meeting in Hartford, and they brought in four African-American folks. And one gentleman who was older, and you know, sometimes you know they don't say the right things, says, "Do you think the country is still racist?" And the whole discussion was kind of admirable. It was okay, but you know, I think it could have gone off the rails. And I said, "You know what? What we have to understand is empathy, because people come from different places, different experiences. So if they have experienced that, that's part of who their lives are. And it's really up to us to be empathetic to what they're going through and take them, you know, as people, human beings, and realize, yeah, you know, okay, if you feel that way, it's legitimate. You know, it's my legitimacy as an Italian American after World War II, when I was bullied in grammar school because, you know, they would say, oh, you're related to Mussolini. My grandfather went over to Italy at that time. He was anti-fascist. They wouldn't let him off the boat because the brown shirts were ready to arrest him. And he didn't get off the boat. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here today. But, you know, so, you know, those things have existed forever. And in order for us to have peace, we have to be empathetic to each other. We have to, you know, be kind.
Well, and the other thing, too, just so everybody knows, Vinny and I grew up in the North End. It wasn't always easy sledding. And we went to St. Charles Grammar School when it was free of charge pre-uniforms. But I will say this, that growing up in that part of the city really exposed all of us that grew up there to an awful lot of things that made us the way we are. And I hope it's charitable and understanding. Now, I will tell you this. I am heartbroken about the footbridge crossing and the dam being torn down. I plan on protesting it, but I can't find a sign. But seriously, how about if any?
Yeah, unbelievable, man.
Kids, we had kids and we didn't always know it that didn't have lunch.
When Kevin O'Hara writes about the Piros and the Enrights and the Marineros up in the Wilson Project, that's my claim to fame. I came out with projects. And, you know, it wasn't that kind of a project. But, you know, every night we had volleyball games in our backyard, 50, 60 people. You know, if somebody did something wrong, your parents were going to find out about it because everybody looked out for each other. And I still see that community. You know, you have different communities. They have my school community. I have my project community. You know, just to see people being here all my life. We have six of my students are in the Rotary Club of Pittsfield, you know. And you know, they banter, you know, between each other, like John McLaughlin and Sean Heyman. Johnny McLaughlin gets on Sean all the time. And, you know, because they find people for special things they do. But, you know, they have a great relationship. And it's just great to be part of it.
Well, Vinny, you made a mark on Pittsfield, that's for sure, with your teaching and all your students. My son is a success, thanks be to God. So many of the kiddos. And your work with the CYC. And when I think back, those were they truly were the Gilded Age for us.
I'd like to get social media together and get all of our alumni there the day they bring the wrecking ball out to that building in the spring.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just because
your alumni, a lot of them are up on Pex Road now, but there's still a lot floating around. But it is true. Your experiences, I think, in youth, especially for us back then, we didn't have internet. I mean, we had a phone. It was attached to the wall. And if my father, if anybody called at 5 o'clock, he'd say, "Oh, the hell would call at 5 o'clock at supper time."
Well, you know, I've had such a great reward in my life being a teacher, being the director of the CYC, and then the senior center. So I have kids of all ages.
Yeah.
And believe me, the seniors have some of the same personalities as our young people.
I
you know,
bet.
They're alive with life. And you know what? They have the same issues. And so it's just dealing with people.
Yeah.
And the sad part about it is, you know, visiting the supportive day program with Janie and to see those folks that I would go up and visit every day, and they pass away, and I'll go to a wake
Yeah.
funeral for them that have really had their challenges at the end. And I consider that extreme privilege to be
Yeah.
able to be there. And
Yeah.
when we left there, I left there at the time the marquee went up in front. So every time I look at that marquee, I say, well, that's the last thing I left at this at the senior center, thanks to Tony Simonelli
Right.
and his efforts and all of our board members. Dickie Briggs was a mentor. I've had mentors all along the way. Father Gardner from Sacred Heart, Dickie Briggs, he kept me on straight and narrow, and he was good. And he let me know if
The
he didn't agree
best.
with something I did too.
Oh,
But
yeah.
I have his pool cue downstairs that he that his family gave to me after he passed.
He was a great man. He was a good friend of my father's. They both were firefighters. And folks, Vinny, once again, please tell people how they can find out and join, if not, or at least find out and join if they want to, Unico of Pittsfield. I'm sorry, Rotary.
Rotary.
Yeah,
You
Unico, you got to
got
be
a
Italian.
lot of Unicans around. All you have to do is ask them, and they'll get you an
Yeah.
application. But you can, if you see any Rotarians, you can ask them. But also the PittsfieldRotaryClub.org. Just Google it and go to the website, and the applications are there. You just have to search through the website and pick up an application, fill it in, send it in, and if you want, just come to the meeting. Come to a 12 o'clock meeting on a Wednesday. Introduce yourself. Tell them you're interested, and somebody will sponsor you for the meal. So you have a free meal. Just
Oh,
to come and
wonderful.
somebody will sponsor that if you want to join
Can I bring Tupperware?
Yeah, sure. But no, you can join that way. And they've tried to make it so it's easy to join. And
Well, that's nice.
I've invited people to come myself, and members are our members are trying to get folks involved
That's
and
good.
get in. I was talking to Kevin Sherman, and David Caleb was his predecessor at the insurance company, and Kevin said that he has to sort of go by what the company will allow him to do. But
Right.
he's contemporary with a lot of our young
Sure, yeah.
people with that
Great.
went to school together, and they're working on him to get to join. But he'd be a great member. But when the time comes, I always tell folks, you know what?
Yeah.
Just keep it in mind.
Yep.
And continue to do what you're doing. If you're coaching softball or baseball or basketball, continue to do that. You're serving. We don't have a monopoly on service, but if you would like to join Rotary, we
Right.
would love to have you.
Folks, I would be remiss. Two things. One, Kevin Sherman, who we just mentioned, he was named Berkshire Irish Person of the Year. Had a wonderful get together at the Elks Club. Wonderful meal by Ann Kaminsky. Was a wonderful all around. I personally enjoyed the chocolate cake more than most of the rest of the meal. My mother used to prepare corned beef and cabbage every other Wednesday and every other Sunday. So I am used to it. I do want to say this, and he was a Unican. He was a great friend of ours. He has passed. Richie Ostellino passed away. His services are this week. Richie, thanks for your friendship. You're a good guy, among good guys. So, be well, my friend. Leave the back door open so I can get in. Heaven, that is. Thanks, Vinny. Best of luck. Best to Sheila. And I hope this generates some membership because it's a wonderful, and it's much more of an organization than I thought it was. You're a good man. And thanks for your friendship for all these years.
Come to our meeting. I'll treat you to lunch.
I'll bring the Tupperware. I'll be there.
Okay.
Hey, if you want, email me when you have your meetings, like for the next couple of months, and I'll announce it like I just did for Richie.
Will do.
All right, bye everybody, and remember, and I know this upsets you, but Vinny will tell you it's what we were taught in Catholic school. God bless, and remember, lift somebody's load today. Make them smile. Call them, say hi to them. We're all in this together. We need each other. Just think about that. Thanks, Vinny. Say hi
Thanks.
to Sheila. Bye
We'll see
bye.
you, Bill. Take care.
You bet.